내꿈의 하이웨이 투파시트 트위스트 트위스트 슬루지 방안이 도토라쇼
people want Once again, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. In the background is ping pong, I assume. There's an X in the second word, so it could be ping whatever you want. Ong. P-pong. Ping ping? Ping pang? Anyway, that's by Yin Yin, a psychedelic electronic band from the Netherlands. Before that, we had Plastics with Top Secret Man, released in 1979. Wow, I played a lot of songs from 1979 today. They were a Japanese new wave post-punk band, and I found out about them on a radio show. Always listen to the radio, it's great. And let's see, before that, this is the song that I wanted to talk to you all about, The Shags, with Philosophy of the World. It was the bad one. and I'm just gonna read you a couple of things about this band because I think that they are fascinating. The Shags formed at the insistence of their father, Austin Wiggin, who believed that his mother had predicted their rise to fame. Philosophy of the World was recorded in 1969 in Revere, Massachusetts, and was released in limited quantities, blah, 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 blah. It features bizarre songs with badly tuned guitars, erratically shifting time signatures, disconnected drum parts, wandering melody, and wandering melodies. It's been described as both being among the worst records of all time and a work of accidental genius. Some of its fans include NRBQ, Frank Zappa, and Kurt Cobain. When their father, who convinced them to create the band, when he was young, his mother read his palm and made three predictions. He would marry a strawberry blonde woman, he would have two sons after she had died, and his daughters would form a popular band. When the first two predictions proved accurate, he set about fulfilling the third. And yeah, all the sisters thought that their father was nuts, and they didn't want to do it, but they didn't want to insult their grandmother either. And now some reviews. No, this is from the producers. One producer recalled that we shut the control room doors and rolled on the floor laughing. Just rolled. It was horrible. They didn't know what they were doing, but they thought it was okay. They were just in another world. And then shortly afterwards, they brought the recording to a recording studio in Jamaica Plain, right here in Boston, and they got, you know, they tried to hire session musicians to re-record the parts, but they abandoned the attempt when the musicians were unable to follow the Shags' original erratic timing, which is ridiculous. Without exaggeration, it may stand as one of the worst albums ever recorded. It's been described as hauntingly bad, and Kurt Cobain listed it as his fifth favorite album of all time. There you go, The Shags, Philosophy of the World. Before that was Hiromu Hosono and the Yellow Magic Band, and the song was Tokyo Rush, released in 1978, and before that was the psychedelic Porn Crumpets, hailing from Australia. They're the band that I saw last night. And they're really fun. They're comparable to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard and Tame Impala. All kinds of fun Australian music that I would recommend highly. Very fun show. Great crowd, great energy. And they had some fun too, because, you know, I'm sure that they've gotten mistaken as Tame Impala before, so they like stood up there and like played like a riff from a Tame Impala song to get the crowd going. It was very silly. It was fun. And behind me now is the Coffee Cola song by Francis Bebe. And coming up next, I don't know, some songs that I found interesting. Oh, also, if you're looking for an excuse to turn off your radio or whatever you're listening on, and you live in Boston, I would highly recommend going to the Crystal Ballroom in Somerville, because tonight Babe Rainbow is playing. I believe doors were at 8, they might start at 9. Get there. I'm bummed to be missing it, but I need to go home and get some sleep after my show. But I would recommend them highly. They're very cool. One of their songs is coming up in a few. Yeah. And then we got a couple more songs, and then we'll finish off the hour. So don't go anywhere. I hope you're having fun. Welcome back, everyone. This is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It is 8:28. In the background right now is Sungazer with Aberdeen, with a song called A Song With No Words, which so far is true to its name. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. That's a strong start to a PSA. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Alright, let's see. We just listened to Babe Rainbow. Johnny Says Stay Cool. Babe Rainbow is an Australian psych rock band formed in 2014. That song came out in 2017, and they are playing in Somerville right heckin' now. So if you're around, go check them out. Get off. You have my permission to leave if you're going to that show. Otherwise, stick around. We got another half hour of music. Before that was Black Gorilla with Gimme That Banana, released in 1976, and it was really hard to find any information about this song, or about the band in general, but Black Gorilla is a German 1970s rock disco outfit, according to Discogs, and I found that song, I really like this band called Kikagaku Moyo. They're a Japanese psych rock band, and their lead singer and guitarist, Tomo, did a radio show of his own, which I would recommend checking out. I don't remember the name, but if you dig, you can find it. It's like the band is called Kikagaku Moyo, and it's Tomo. You can find it on his Instagram. And it's really cool, and I found a bunch of cool songs on there, including that one, Black Gorilla, Gimme That Banana. Before that was Francis Bebe with the Coffee Cola song, and Francis Bebe is from Cameroon originally, and studied at the University of Paris, made some really cool electronic music in the 70s and 80s. The rest of the songs on that album are really, really interesting. That one's the like poppier one, less electronic. But the rest of them are really, really neat. I would definitely recommend checking that out. And coming up next, I'm going to string some things together. It'll be fun. Don't go anywhere. And, thanks to Amanda for calling in while I was playing some music. Good luck with your studying. And, I'll see if I can play some good study music for you.
Circumstances way beyond control. We bombs, walk marathons, and take on whatever together.
It is 8:45, and behind me is Rare DM with Panam off their 2019 album Vanta Black. And I remember when it came out, I listened to it like on repeat for like a lot of that summer. A lot of commutes on the T listening to that album. Before that was Granddaddy with AM180, released in 1997. They are a California indie rock group. And before that, Julian Cope with Sunspots, The Cure with Love Song, and 10cc's The Worst Band in the World, which I forgot how funny that song was. It's a fun song, yeah. And let's talk about what's coming up next in the set. So we got about 14 minutes left. First, actually, let's talk about what's after me. After me is On the Town with Mikey D. A whole bunch of local music, and then a band at 11 to midnight. So after my show, don't go anywhere. It only gets better. And yeah, so coming up next, two artists who are coming to Boston soon. Oh, I know what I should put. I was trying to figure out how to round out the set, and I was gonna be like, all right, let's just put some Steely Dan in there. That's easy. But I think that's the perfect length of time. I love it. All right. So three groups that are coming to Boston. Sorry, Steely Dan. I'll play you again soon. You know that. All right. Yeah, so we're going to have Armin van Buuren coming to Big Night Live November, I want to say 17? November, I know it's a Thursday, but November 17, yeah. Big Night Live, Armin van Buuren, trance, psytrance. Really cool electronic music. Should be awesome. Can't wait to see him live. Madison Cunningham playing tomorrow night at the Sinclair. It might be sold out, but there are always people reselling their tickets. It'll be fun. And the Chats, Australian punk rock group. They're going to be here on Sunday, also at Big Night Live. They're opening for a band called The Bronx, I think? Maybe it's Queens? I think it was a borough. I don't really remember, though. I'm going to be going for the Chats, for sure. The Bronx, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, a whole bunch of really cool music coming up, live and on the air. So, stick around. I'm going to put on Ping Pong, the second song called Ping Pong in this set, but this one is by Armin van Buuren. And I think it's such a fun song. My goodness. It was on my study playlist for ages. I used to listen to Psytrance all the time when I was studying because it just gets you in the zone. the next DJ just reminded me, it's not very mellow, Max, but it's going to be so fun. This has been Armin van Buuren with the song Ping Pong. He's going to be playing at the at Big Night Live November 17th. Come join me. It's going to be a great show. Boston needs more psytrance. This is Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Coming up next, The Chats, also playing at Big Night Live. They'll be there this Sunday. And oh, that's going to be a really fun show, too. So yeah, I'm ending on a high energy note for sure. But sorry, also, I don't think I'm going to get to Madison Cunningham before the end of the show. But check her out. You should get tickets. It's tomorrow night at the Sinclair. It'll be really fun. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys next week.
One, two, three, four. Up and down my street.